good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Thursday, July 27th, 2023, 9:08 a.m. on this Thursday morning. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Well, it being Thursday means we've got a special guest joining us. Talk about the latest edition of the Times Independent. Joining us now by phone is reporter Sophia Fisher. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Well, you got another full edition of the Times Independent, but you got some news that I didn't see on the front page. Of course, the Times Independent, you reported last week, making the transition to a nonprofit organization, and you guys had an event last night. Tell us about that open house at the Times Independent building.
Yes, we welcomed the public to join us at our offices at 35 East Center Street last night at 6 p.m., and I'm happy to report we had a great turnout. Thank you to all the community members who showed up and provided their thoughts. We heard remarks from Pressman and publisher Zane Taylor, as well as from the chief editor over at the Tribune, Lauren Gustis, and I think it was a great event, and I really appreciate the community's support as we navigate this new process, and we look forward to, truly remaining a community newspaper. So thanks to the Moab and Grand County communities.
Well, that's great. Big news, changes coming, but the work continues on. Tell us about what's in this latest edition of the Times Independent, Sophia.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, along with the transition at our paper, local news keeps chugging along. So our biggest story this week is actually from last week's Grand County Commission meeting, which was July 18th. And the story is about the fact that the County Commission, in a split vote, declined to start the process to potentially sell a Murphy Lane parcel that had been eyed for workforce housing. The vote was split with four commissioners declining to potentially sell the parcel, and the three commissioners in opposition to that vote were Commissioners Evan Clapper, Mike McCurdy, and Bill Winfield. That 16-acre parcel, it's along Murphy Lane, is currently largely unused, though part of it is used as a borrow pit for the road department, and the developers hoping to build workforce housing there are the same folks at the beginning stages of building a large development along Cane Creek Boulevard. But it seems like their plans have been scuttled, at least for now, on Murphy Lane.
Huh, very interesting. Well, sounds like you've got a full report in the Times Independent, and folks can get that for additional information. Tell us what else is in this latest edition.
Yeah, absolutely. We did a report on the Moab Police Department's new electric motorcycle squad. The department recently bought two new electric motorcycles using money actually from the state beer tax, not from the city itself, which is really cool. And those officers on these motorcycles will, have a better time navigating a crowded downtown, a crowded main street, and they'll focus primarily on traffic enforcement, DUIs, and trail patrols.
Huh, very good. Well, that's an exciting development. I know electric is gaining popularity, especially over there in Moab. I know that Jeep unveiled their new electric vehicle there, so makes sense that police would have their own electric motorcycles as well. What else is going on in the Moab Grand County area?
Yeah, I did a profile on Kat Vazquez, who's the new director of the Grand County School District's Child Nutrition Program, which is, largely composed of the meal program. And she has an ambitious five-year agenda to shore up a struggling program that is understaffed, over budget, and she says, overly reliant on prepackaged foods. So the Grand County actually School District Board of Education did just vote last week to increase school meal prices. Student breakfast and lunch prices rose by 25 cents each. Adult meal prices rose by $1.50 each. But that is only one step in what will be a long process to make the program break even or at least profitable. And there are many other really interesting initiatives. Vazquez is eyeing other ways to bring in revenue and ways to make the food more nutritious and healthful as well.
Huh. Well, that's very interesting. That sounds like hopefully some good results out of that as well. Well, again, you guys have a full edition of the Times Independent. Folks can get it online for free now at moabtimes.com, and then, of course, Times Independent available on newsstands throughout the area. Sophia Fisher, anything else you'd like to mention before we let you run this morning?
I think we have a really cool part one of a two-part series written by a Moab Museum staff member on the front page of our B section, and that is what really happened to Phil Kraut, who was an early Moab resident and met a kind of questionable end. So I think that's a very cool piece of investigative writing that we've got in the paper this week and next.
Oh, well, very good part one this week. We'll look forward to that part two next week. Again, we've been speaking with Sophia Fisher, reporter for the Times Independent. Joins us Thursday morning. Sophia, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be back with more local news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank. Banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics in Price and Monticello. Adjusting to braces can be a tough transition in the beginning with the pressures of school, sports, band, and other commitments. That's why summer is a perfect time to think about braces. You get a complimentary consultation, including your individualized treatment plan. We work with nearly every budget, and we offer a price match guarantee. Let us make your summer one that will last a lifetime. Give us a call today, 435-637-2222.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Thursday, July 27th, 2023, 9:16 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look at some news throughout the Red Rock listening area. Kind of an interesting report out of the San Juan County Sheriff's Office here in San Juan County, Utah. They talked about some increase in possible and or attempted abductions in the county. Sheriff's deputies responded to a call in Monticello on the night of July 24th. A young woman noticed a suspicious utility van parked nearby. When it started to drive slowly towards her, she then noticed a male individual described as possibly of Latin descent walking towards her from another direction while appearing to record her using a cell phone. She ran toward a city park where she was able to ask a family if she could stay with them until her father arrived. San Juan County Sheriff's Office has posted a picture of this suspected vehicle obtained through surveillance systems. Deputies were unable to locate the vehicle or the suspect. Those types of cases can be very scary. Thankfully, the young woman was vigilant and aware of her surroundings, and they ask folks to be aware and report any suspicious activities or similar behaviors to keep the community safe. They noted another similar experience on the night of July 23rd. The vehicle description is different, with the suspect vehicle reported as a dark blue sedan with tinted windows and tape in the back passenger window. All other descriptions are similar, with two unknown males. Both incidents occurred at similar times, about 8 p.m. on both nights. So kind of a scary couple incidents there in San Juan County. Sheriff's Office is aware of it. Again, they've got surveillance image of one of the suspected vans. And kind of an interesting story there. And we'll provide you with more updates as we get any. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. I've got more local news and happenings this morning, including It's county fair time, Montezuma County Fair this week, and there's a bunch of events happening today with the Montezuma County, Colorado 4-H program. Exhibits opening to the public this morning, FFA Sheep Show at the main barn at 11 a.m. for 4-H. Open class sheep show to follow. 2 p.m. is the chicken chase for those aged 3 to 8 at the main barn. 3 o'clock, the bucket calf show at the main barn, and 3:15, the 4-H FFA beef show at the main barn, and an open beef show to follow. So quite a bit going on there in terms of county fair news. Speaking of county fair news, San Juan County's annual fair is starting up this weekend. San Juan County Fair is the place to be in 2023 is the theme. 2023 festivities start this Saturday and run through next Saturday. Full week of fun at the county fairgrounds in Monticello include a rodeo, livestock auctions, games, and a concert featuring country music star Chase Bryant. Fair kicks off with the Down and Dirty Mud Bog, making its return to the county fair Saturday morning. Registration from 9 to 10 with the Mud Bog starting at 10:30 a.m. Also that evening at 5 p.m. will be the Mini Miss and Mr. San Juan pageant for ages 3 to 5. A Little Miss and Mr. San Juan event for kids age 6 to 8 will follow at 7 p.m. And that's just the start of it. You can read more about the schedule of events and the latest edition of the San Juan Record, also available online at sjrnews.com. Well, again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look at some obituaries in the area. Marjorie Stocks of the Moab area passed away on July 20th, and her services were earlier this week at the Moab LDS Stake Center. Mary Johnson's, however, passed away on July 18th. Her service will be at 10 a.m. at the Moab LDS 400 North Chapel with live streaming on the Spanish Valley Mortuary Facebook page. Looking at other services, Shad Swink passed away on July 10th. The service for him will be tomorrow from 4 to 6 at Old City Park in Moab. Looking at some other obituaries in the area, Zachary Scott's Sternad funeral services for Zachary will be held at noon on Monday, July 31st at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Empire Chapel in Cortez. Also, services for Carol Sue Trudeau. Memorial services will be held at 10 a.m. on Monday, August 7th at the Dove Creek First Baptist Church. Also, memorial services. We got one other as well to bring you this morning. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. These obituaries, you can find them in newspapers, local newspapers in the Red Rock area, as well as online at San Juan Mortuary, Spanish Valley Mortuary, and Ertel Funeral Home. We do have one other service to bring you this week, and that's Ronald Melvin Trent. He passed away on July 14th. Services for Mr. Trent will be at 11 a.m. on Saturday, July 29th, at the Monticello City Cemetery. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll go a little out of order this morning, send you to the on-air job fair, and be back with more local news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $200 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Earn $60,000 a year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. Learn more at a TSA job fair on July 20th from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Green River Branch Library on 85 South Long Street. Positions start at $23.51 per hour and include full federal benefits and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Register at jobs.tsa.gov/events. That's jobs.tsa.gov/events. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. Attention hospitality workers in the region. Comfort Suites of Moab is looking for one very good front desk attendant. The ideal candidate is someone who knows the business and works well with others. Comfort Suites is also looking for two housekeepers to join their hardworking crew. Compensation depending on your experience. Please stop by for an application at Comfort Suites 400 North Main in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment operators, SX/EW technician, a warehouse clerk, diesel mechanics, and a controller. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume and applications to lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including an OB Med Surgical RN on a Traveler 13-week contract. Also seeking an operating room manager, a dialysis unit clerk, and a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Are you ready to start an exciting career in the mineral exploration business? Tonatech Exploration is accepting applications from highly motivated individuals. No experience necessary. Must be willing to travel and be able to pass a pre-employment drug screen. Daily per diem paid in addition to top hourly rates, overtime, and bonuses. Extra per diem paid for Class A and B CDL drivers. Paid family insurance premiums including health, dental, vision, group life, and disability. Matching 401k with immediate vesting. Send your resume to career@tonatech.com or apply online at tonatech.com. Grand County School District has numerous positions to fill, including a speech pathologist, a school-based therapist, and special education paraprofessional at Grand County High. Title I paraprofessional and severe special education teacher positions at HMK Elementary. 3 full-time custodian positions, part or full-time lunch aide/cooks/cashiers at all schools, substitute bus driver, groundskeepers, maintenance positions, and more. Check out a complete list at grandschools.org and come be a part of the great things happening at Grand County School District. The San Juan School District has openings for a number of teaching positions, including elementary, secondary, and special ed. If you have a bachelor's degree and are interested in teaching, we can help you get started. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at sjsd.org.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day to the On Air Job Fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
The summer of cash heats up. Get ready for the ultimate cash extravaganza with sizzling summer cash at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Saturday in July, one winner will be drawn from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for your chance for the grand prize, $1 million. Each winner winner gets four picks that can add up to $3,000. Sizzlin' Summer Cash is heating up, and you could be our next millionaire. The hottest way to make this summer unforgettable at Ute Mountain Casino.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Bay Brothers Construction has what it takes to get your job done, big or small. Whether it's installing underground utilities, excavation, grading, or leveling, Bay Brothers will address your project quickly, reliably, and safely. Bay Brothers is licensed and insured. Call them today at 801-513-4407 or email contact at baybros.com. That's contact at bay, spelled B-E-H, bros.com. Bay Brothers Construction, proudly serving the entire Four Corners area.
What's going on?
The Montezuma County Fair is underway in Cortez and runs through Saturday with lots of food, rodeos, and of course the Demolition Derby. Visit MontezumaCountyFair.com for the full schedule. On Friday, the Moab Summer Film Series presents Little Rascals. The show is free, starts at 8:30 in Suwanee City Park, and popcorn is provided. Check MoabRecreation.org for more info. The Moab VFW 16th Annual Charity Golf Tournament is Saturday morning at 8:30. This four-person scramble will feature mulligans, prizes, burgers, and brats. To sign up, call the Moab Golf Course at 435-259-6488 or visit moabgolfcourse.com. Farmers markets are open in Cortez, Dolores, and Monticello now through October. Visit CortezFarmMarket.com, TownOfDolores.com, or the Monticello Farmers Market Facebook page for info on those. Celebrating its 10th year, the Moab Backyard Theater presents live outdoor entertainment downtown Wednesdays through Saturdays, featuring music, magic with Rick Beretti, and food. Most of the shows are free. Visit MoabBackyardTheater.com for full details. Friday nights are family skate night for all ages at the Old Spanish Trail Pavilion in Moab from 6 to 8. There's live music every night of the week at the Blue Pig in Moab and Thursday through Sunday nights at Red Cliffs Lodge. Visit MoabHappenings.com for the ongoing schedule. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Thursday, July 27th, 2023, 9:32 a.m. And July 27th, let's take a look at the day. It's National Sleepyhead Day. I don't know if that means you get to try and sleep in or if you just got to power through like the rest of us. Well, if you are trying to get sleepy, then maybe you have this lunch. It's National Chili Dog Day and Chicken Finger Day. I think if you eat both of those, you may be a little sleepy after lunch this afternoon. It's also Bagpipe Appreciation Day, so be sure to appreciate bagpipes, I guess. And, also National Carson Day and National Nancy Day. If you know a Nancy or a Carson, it's their day today. Taking a look at this day in history, on this day in 1909, the world's first military airplane completed one of the final qualifying flights for its sale to the U.S. Army Signal Corps by Wilbur and Orville Wright. Today in 1919, the Chicago Race Riot of 1919 was ignited after a young black man was stoned and drowned in Lake Michigan for swimming in an area reserved for whites. Today in history, 1953, the Armistice Agreement ending the Korean War was signed in Central Korea. That's a look at this day in history. Looking at birthdays today, famous folks' birthday. Former baseball player Alex Rodriguez, it's his birthday today. Also, comedian and actress, singer Maya Rudolph's birthday is today as well. She cracks me up. Happy birthday to them. Local birthdays this morning. I've got a few of them. Let's take a look. Birthdays today for Andy Kalari and Julie Smith Atwood. Happy birthday, Andy, Julie. Hope that they have a great day. Be sure to wish them a happy birthday if you see them. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions. That's a full-service brokerage for all of your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. Again, it's morning show. As part of the morning show, we've got the 101 Ways to Experience San Juan County, Utah. That's a publication of the San Juan Record with the San Juan Chamber of Commerce. Taking a look at the list, number 93 on the list is the Posey Trail. It's a remarkable hiking trail over Comb Ridge, linking Butler Wash and Comb Wash. The ancient trail is named after Ute Chief Posey. The trail begins at a small turnout on Highway 95, about a quarter mile north of the Butler Wash Ruin turnout. Hike to the top of Comb Ridge and follow the trail to the bottom, but be careful. That's one of those you may want to think twice about if you're not a big hiker. But again, that's number 93 on the list, Posey Trail. Also highlighting advertisers in the 101, including UtahCanyonCountry.com. That's, of course, local visitor services, and they've got recommendations for folks out here recreating, visiting. They want you to plan ahead and prepare for your adventures. Stay on designated trail. Leave artifacts where you spot them. Don't enter any archaeological structures. Don't eat near sites and pack out what you pack in. Properly dispose of human and pet waste. Leave historic sites and rock art untouched. Respect and be aware of wildlife. And keep dogs on leashes at all times. They've got a lot of great information for visitors as well at Utah Canyon Country, UtahsCanyonCountry.com. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another break, and we'll be right back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
Happy summer from the crew at Fiesta Mexicana, serving the best Mexican food and margaritas in Moab. Our fresh, high-quality ingredients and generations of traditional Mexican cooking have made Fiesta Mexicana the locals' favorite year after year. It's our heritage, and we're proud to share it with you. Join us all summer for daily lunch and dinner specials, 202 Main Avenue in Moab, and online at FiestaMexRest.com. Fiesta Mexicana, Moab's choice for authentic Mexican.
Weld something that lasts a lifetime. Enroll in the USU Blanding Welding Certificate Program starting this August. Join our welding courses in the USU Technical Education Building and benefit from world-class facilities and instructors. USU welding students consistently rank among the top in national and international competitions. Embark on a rewarding career in welding. Learn from the experts and develop in-demand skills. Enroll now by calling 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115, or visit us online to start your journey.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Thursday, July 27th, 2023, 9:39 a.m. Glad you've joined us. Let's take a look at some regional sports report. Colorado Rockies 40-62 on the air, fifth in the NL West. Lost in their last game to the Nationals 5-4, And they are off today. They'll be hosting the Oakland A's this weekend, tomorrow, starting at 6:40 p.m. Meanwhile, the Arizona Diamondbacks, they suffered a loss as well to the St. Louis Cardinals, 11-7. They'll also have today off, and they are third in the NL West now, four games back from the Dodgers and one game back from the San Francisco Giants. So Arizona's got to turn things around if they want to try and make a push for the pennant and stay alive in that wild card race. They'll be hosting Seattle over the weekend. Well, that'll do it for the Regional Sports Report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.